Welcome, friends. This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com, reporting for Global Research TV at globalresearch.ca. It is the 31st of October, 2016, as we record this conversation, and today we're talking once again to Michelle Chosadowski, the director of the Center for Research on Globalization at globalresearch.ca. And we are talking about the news that everybody in the world seemingly is talking about this weekend or this past weekend. And that is, of course, the bombshell Friday letter from FBI Director James Comey to several Republican congressmen, informing him that the Hillary Clinton email investigation is very much ongoing. And I'm sure you have heard some of the details about this letter and some of the talking heads pondering it. It seems that every election cycle, we are always looking for the October surprise that throws everything into chaos, and it seems to have arrived, and this time not via WikiLeaks, as most people thought, but by the FBI director and a very unlikely series of events leading from Anthony Weiner's laptop to Hillary Clinton's email scandal. Michelle Chosadowski, how do we start to piece this together and make sense of what's happening right now?
Well, first of all, we have to ask ourselves, who is pulling the strings from behind? Some reports have intimated that the FBI director has been subjected to internal pressures. That may be so. But I think that what has happened is that pressures have been exerted on him at the highest levels of the American economic system, okay, or the Washington consensus or Wall Street. You don't simply change course through a letter. People behind him have instructed him to do this. And this is very important. The question, I think, which should be raised: do the economic elites, the corporate elites, which supported Hillary from day one, are they, in a sense, having second thoughts, given the fact that Trump is also doing extremely well on the polls and in relation to the American public? Do they want to support a losing horse? That, I think, is an important question. The other important question is, who is behind WikiLeaks? I suspect very powerful people are behind WikiLeaks within the intelligence apparatus, the financial establishment, and so on, because that type of information ultimately sets the basis for, you know, the statements which the FBI is actually putting forth. So that we have to look at what is ongoing. We have a leading candidate, Hillary Clinton, which has a criminal record. It's not limited to the emails. It's far more extensive. The FBI has looked into the Clinton Foundation fraud and corruption. There are racketeering charges which were raised going back to the month of May by the FBI. In other words, this context would inevitably haunt Hillary Clinton from the very day she sets foot in the White House.
Let me raise a possibility and see what you think about this. Is it possible that there has arisen something very incriminating about the Clinton Foundation that is basically undeniable, so that this latest scandal about the emails is a type of limited hangout or a distraction, or at least an excuse upon which they can hang the hat of, this is why Clinton is either not able to continue or not able to take power or is going to be impeached, rather than concentrating on the criminality of the Clinton Foundation?
Well, this second letter opens up a can of worms. It's not the substance of the second letter which is the smoking gun by any means. It's the fact that the letter opens up a whole series of issues, which now have, from the point of view of public opinion, have legitimacy for debate. Okay, political assassinations, fraud, support of the ISIS. In other words, now, and that was last week when it was revealed that that those who are donors to the Clinton Foundation are also the supporters of the Islamic State in Syria. And consequently, this raises also the issue of treason on the part of Hillary Clinton. Okay, she's supporting the enemy because her donors are people who are state sponsors of terrorism. So that ultimately, this kind of information, which is already in the public domain, would lead to a dysfunctional president. There's no question about it. The presidency would be dysfunctional from day one. And ultimately, we have to ask ourselves, is that what the elites want? Maybe they don't want Trump, largely with regard to his foreign policy stance and making peace with Russia. And at the same time, the elites don't want Hillary Clinton because they foresee that this presidency will be totally dysfunctional.
Let me throw out another possibility. As you say, the real question is who is behind these events, not who is out in front, like James Comey. And the real, the obvious implication is that the real power comes from the economic and financial centers. We know that we are on the verge of a cataclysmic breakdown of the functioning of the American economy in this bubble, this Federal Reserve created bubble, liquidity bubble over the last several years. Is it possible that the economic elite, so-called, foresee the popping of that bubble and want something to blame that on, or something to distract from the real causes of this? And I say this because obviously we see chaos, we see political chaos, but we see civil and social chaos on a level that we haven't seen in a very long time in the United States generally. And this is causing the conditions for civil war of some sort, and however that would play out, likely, given the apparatus that have been put in place in the war on terror, in some sort of police state, outright, overt form of police state. Is that a possibility with the way this is playing out?
Well, the elites certainly foresee an economic crisis because, in a sense, they also have the instruments to trigger an economic crisis. And they also speculate on the results of an election, either up or down, what we call pump and dump. They are in the process of preparing the agenda for global warfare. How that will unfold is difficult to foresee, but there's confrontation between Russia and the United States. There's an ongoing war in the Middle East. There are trade agreements which are being negotiated, leading to the formation of large trading blocs, which are controlled ultimately by U.S. imperial power. The integration of NAFTA and the European Union is an ongoing process as well. The TPP, the Asia Pacific Project, all of these are interrelated. And the question is, what kind of presidency would be best to endorse that project? Now, there are also, I think, important divisions within the elites. There are certainly interest groups which don't want to follow that course. And what we have to address is what are the conflicts internally within those elite groups? Why all of a sudden is there a shift away from Hillary? Is that shift away from Hillary supportive of a Trump presidency, which is also subject to control and manipulation and so on? Or alternatively, are these elites thinking of something else, which could be the transition, not immediately, towards a martial law situation.
Well, we have more questions than we have answers at this point, but I'm sure we're going to see a lot of very interesting answers in the next week or so. In that time, obviously, people will be checking globalresearch.ca for daily, more frequently than daily updates. But in that meantime, for people who are doing their own research, what do you think people should be looking into? What do you have your eye on as the next shoe to drop in this scandal?
I think there's another important dimension. Hillary Clinton's candidacy requires the support of the mainstream media, of US network television, of the main media groups which feed information into the news chain, the Washington Post, the New York Times. Now, the question is the media waning in terms of its support of Hillary Clinton? There are indications that they still support Hillary, but the discourse, the narrative has somewhat changed. And I think what is very important is that without the support of the mainstream media, the legitimacy of Hillary Clinton collapses like a deck of cards. Already in the Chicago Tribune, which is mainstream, there was a very critical article which pointed to criminality of a candidate to the highest office of the land. The Washington Post has expressed certain reservations. And now if the news media are waning, it's not necessarily because they have changed their opinion on Hillary Clinton. It's because the groups behind the mainstream media, the corporate interests of which the mainstream media belongs, have changed their mind. They don't want to necessarily support a person who has some kind of pathological personality combined with a criminal record and which will become a lame duck the moment she enters the White House. I think that's the important thing. So people should be watching what the mainstream media is going to say. Not necessarily that they're telling the truth, but at least the tone and the narrative of mainstream media reporting regarding the election campaign is an indication as to where the people who actually call the shots want this election to go.
It's a very good point. And so, again, I hope people will be following Global Research for analysis of that media spin as it comes out. Well, unless you have anything else to add, I think we'll leave it there.
Yeah, I think that's fine for the moment.
All right. Thank you for your time.